This is KCUR. Maya Angelou died Wednesday at the age of 86. A poet, memoirist, and political activist, Angelou was scheduled to visit the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts in June. KCUR's Laura Spencer spoke to her by phone last week.
Hello, good morning.
That's how Maya Angelou opened the conversation. From her home in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, she joked about the weather in the Midwest.
Because I think you people change weather like people in other places change clothes.
I think you're right. Yeah. Angelou was born in St. Louis, Missouri, and she spent her early years there and in rural Arkansas. Her 1969 memoir, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, describes a troubled childhood, but one shaped by the written word.
I'd read that it was in the church when you were young, when you were living with your grandmother, where you were first encouraged to stand and recite poetry or prose. And I'm just wondering if you remember any early favorites from reading aloud at that time.
I guess it's folk poetry because children in black churches know it. And I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings with a few lines from that. The child gets up during Easter, Christmas, July 4th, Independence Day, Thanksgiving, and says, "What you looking at me for? I didn't come to stay. I just come to tell you this is..." And of course the child is so nervous, she or he forgets. And some kind old man or woman in the church will lean forward and say, "Christmas, honey." And the child says, "Christmas Day," and sits down. And everybody says, "Oh, didn't she do nicely? Oh, didn't he do sweetly?" So that was the first thing I can remember ever doing.
In an interview with George Plimpton, you said you try to pull the language into such sharpness that it jumps off the page. And I loved that because you talk so much about the work and discipline that goes into writing.
Exactly. You know, I mean, no person in the world dances every day or sings every day or plays the violin or the drums every day. But everyone who isn't a mute or hermit uses words. And the writer has to use these most famous elements. She or he has to take some nouns, pronouns, adverbs, adjectives, phrases, and put them together, ball them up, throw them against the wall, and make them bounce. It's no small matter. Because when it comes off, oh, it's sweet. And it's right. But, oh, getting it right. Mm.
People often quote you. You know, it seems like you're very much a part of people's lives in different ways, for inspiration or in tough times. And there was a recent headline that said 17 Maya Angelou quotes that will inspire you to be a better person.
Mm.
And I was wondering, is that pressure for you that people...
Oh, no. It's the blessing. I just do the best I can. I'm in no competition with anyone. Just to do the best I can do. That's all. And that's what I think is healthy for all of us. It keeps us from being out of breath because we're trying to stay in front of someone else. Oh, no. I just do the best I can do. That's all. I think that's what the Creator put me here to do and be. And so I try to do and be it.
In this digital age, are people reaching out to you in different ways with Facebook and email and maybe direct messaging you on Twitter? I know you've got a Twitter feed, too.
I know, but I don't know even how to get it up on my computer.
Okay.
I'm 86 years old, and I love it. I'm grateful to have come this far, to be given such a longevity. And there are things that go with it, you know, and part of it is I'm not in the digital age. I mean, I'm on the edge of the digital age. I'm going out as it comes in. My producer, one of my producers at Harpo, said if I get a million people on the Facebook, that's really good. And as of a few days ago, there were 5,200,000. So what that really means is that my work is of use. And that's a blessing because it keeps me trying to do better and to be better.
Maya Angelou talked to KCUR's Laura Spencer. Angelou died on Wednesday, reportedly after a long illness.